Welcome to another episode of Bad Reviews of Good Places.
Welcome back.
Hey guys.
Sorry, it's been a couple of weeks since our last episode. Apologies for the delay.
Sorry about that, guys.
We're endeavouring to be here week in, week out. Our first three episodes, we have focused on places that we have been before.
But this week's different.
This week we're doing something a little bit different. One of our listeners, if you listen via the Anchor app, you can send us a voicemail. It's kind of like calling into a radio station, but 2018.
Yeah, you call into a radio station, but no one answers. Please call and leave us a message.
Yeah, download the Anchor app, look up our podcast, Bad Reviews of Good Places, and then you can send us a voice message. Tell us a place that you think we should talk about.
Or just say hi. Also, guys.
Yeah, just say what's up.
Guys, we're still on the suggested cool podcast ideas.
On the suggested, like, cool ideas podcast things, they've still got us featured there, which is really cool. It's been
That's
like 10 days.
That's the word I was looking for. Featured. Actually, go check it out because there's three on the main bit and we all look like we've discussed the colour themes of our podcast thumbnails.
But here's the message that Michael Ham sent us.
Hey, people. I just wanted to say I listened to your first episode and it was awesome. It was objectively good. I thought maybe you could look at Denali National Park up in Alaska. It's literally one of the most beautiful places in the whole world. Denali National Park in Alaska. Seriously, it's like the untouched, beautiful, beautiful place in America. And people are like, I'm sure that there are people who are like, it's dirty. There's too many animals. So go look. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Can confirm we have looked and it's really beautiful.
I grew up in New Zealand, which, as most people can say, is objectively stunning.
Yeah, like New Zealand. Maybe we should do New Zealand as a country one day.
I don't know. Can you Google review a country?
Can you Google review an entire... New Zealand's very beautiful.
But I can confirm Denali is gorgeous.
Yeah, like...
The photos actually remind me of places in New Zealand that I went to when I was a kid. They are stunning snowy peaks.
If you Google Denali National Park and flick over to Google Images, literally every photo could be the perfect background on any computer ever.
Majestic.
It is majestic. There is not one bad photo that comes up. Well, yeah. In the first page anyway.
But there are bad reviews.
Oh, people love to complain.
On Google, it's got a 4.7 star rating out of 5.
Oh, a couple of quick Denali facts. Denali used to actually be called Mount Kinley after a previous US president, Mr. William McKinley.
The park is home to wildlife including grizzly bears, wolves, moose, caribou and dall sheep.
It was first established in 1917.
Popular activities in summer include biking, backpacking, hiking and mountaineering.
It was only in 2015 that the US government recognized the name officially. President Barack Obama approved the change to Denali in 2015. It is called Denali because the native people of that area, that is what they used to call it, and so they switched it back to that rather than calling it after a American president.
Thanks, Obama.
I think that's a much cooler thing to do. The first review that we've got for you today is actually a five-starer. Five stars. I know we're here to talk about bad reviews.
You searched this wrong. You're supposed to look at the one stars.
But Steve Bratcher, only 5 days ago, by the way, gave it 5 stars, but said he barely made it out alive.
Did he write barely, B-E-A?
Yeah, he did. Because there's bears in the national park.
Steve's
got gags.
Is that all he said? He barely made it out alive?
Yeah, that was his entire review.
I reckon he gave it 5 stars because he had a mad time. He saw lots of bears and then made the lols.
Yeah, he's bringing the jokes.
Thanks, Steve.
Look at Steve go.
Joel Schneider. This is a 3-star. Nature was beautiful.
Well, you'd like to think.
Yeah, I mean, it's undeniable. However, Too many beards, not enough Germans.
Too many beards?
Beards.
Not bears?
No, like beards like your face.
Did you say not enough Germans?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Too many beards, not enough Germans. Does he know he's in Alaska?
Yeah. If he America. Wants to see more Germans, he should probably go to national parks in Germany. That would be my starting point. And I mean, unless Alaska's known for a particularly large population of expat Germans.
Anyone out there, let us know.
And too many beards. Well, I'd be in trouble if I went there then.
It gets cold there. They got to keep their faces warm.
Yeah, right. And, you know, like outdoorsy men have beards. I'm not particularly, I mean, I'm moderately outdoorsy, but and I've got a beard.
You skateboard to work sometimes.
Yeah, I'm so outdoorsy. I'm confused. So that was 3 stars and he wanted more Germans and less beards.
Yep.
Okay. I don't really know how much more I can say about that.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Deborah Lynn T. She's actually from Los Angeles, California. She's given it a 1 star. And has let us know that 70% of the visitors, including us, did not see it. I think it is the mountain. She dives in here and says, one of the key reasons for our trip was to finally see Mount Kinley. Deborah, don't you know it is now called Denali?
That's why you didn't see it, because you were looking for the wrong mountain.
You were looking for a mountain that does no longer exist. We were there for a few days and every day it could not be seen due to the clouds.
You can't give something a bad review because of weather.
Oh, don't you worry, Deborah can. We thought that maybe we just had hard luck, but we subsequently learned that 70% of visitors have the same problem. This is starting to read like a pharmaceutical ad. Some locals...
1 out of 5 men.
70% of visitors have the same problem. We can... some locals suggested that we return in the late fall or winter. Now... I mean, my entire thing with this was exactly what Feeder said. You can't review a place badly because of the weather. If you're going to an outdoor location, you can't be like, oh, there was clouds. Like, what? Yeah, it sucks. I get it. Like, it would have been great if there was no clouds. But I don't feel like that gives
You can't get mad at clouds.
Like, if you went to an indoor museum and they'd somehow manufactured too many clouds and you couldn't see the things at the museum, it seems fair enough that you could complain and be like, hey, guys, maybe make less indoor clouds because I can't see the dinosaur sculptures.
When I was a kid, we would drive past Mountain Cook in New Zealand a lot, and my mum would always be like, see, it's like down there at the end of the lake, and I would always be like, I can't see it.
Yeah, because there's clouds.
Because there's always clouds.
Because nature.
And you can't be mad at that.
You don't get to be mad at nature for making clouds.
I can see how I'd be slightly annoyed if, like, everyone goes there in the summer and someone's like, oh, no, the best time to see it's in the winter. You'd be like,
Also.
Why did I look at do my research before I came? Yeah, I was about to say,
I feel like Deborah should be mad with herself. Like, she should have clearly done the research ahead of time, since that's specifically what she went there for. Anyway.
Deborah,
I'm sorry you didn't get to see Mount Kinley, the non-existent mountain.
But Denali was there.
Denali was there, just hidden behind the clouds.
Anthony D. gave 2 stars. He says, not worth it in my opinion, unless you like riding a slow, crowded old school bus with no air conditioning while Cadillac-sized mosquitoes feed on your tasty, sweaty self.
Sign me up.
Bring a book because there isn't much to see along the way. If you just want to catch a good glimpse of the highest peak in North...
Peak.
The highest peak in North America. Then continue south on Highway 3. You'll find a turnout or two to take in the view. If you're going past Healy, be sure to eat, drink and be merry at the 49th State Brewery. Make sure you watch a movie Into the Wild before you go.
There's a lot there to break down. I don't really... There's a lot there. The one thing that I found very interesting was he said there was nothing to see out the windows of the bus while he's on it. I read multiple reviews while looking through the reviews of people that said, if you're a photographer, don't take the bus because there's so much to see and point your camera at, you won't have time to stop. Take your own car or hike it so that you can get all of the amazing. Essentially, they're saying there's so much good stuff that it'll just be over and done with too quickly on the bus.
Anyway, plus even outside the window of the bus, I'm pretty sure there'd be like nature to look at. Plus, don't read a book on the bus. I did that once and no joke, I spewed in the aisle.
Ooh.
Yep. True story.
AAG. That's the name. AA space G.
And G.
Ag.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Has actually left a question on Google Questions. He'd like to know what Jeff King's address is. He needs it for school.
Jeff, if you're out there, can you leave us a voicemail with your address? Because they need it for this school project.
Somebody has replied and just said, don't know.
If you don't know, don't waste our time replying.
I love that they replied. I think it's fantastic.
Don't waste your time replying.
I think it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah, no, don't know.
Don't know.
Sorry, mate. Also, following on from my previous one, Claire M., who is from Michigan,
Claire said Michigan.
She also could not see it, and only about 20% of the time that she was there, the mountain was only out about 20% of the time they were there, and they never saw it. It wasn't their fault.
Well, the mountain's shy, Claire.
But it rained the entire time. We still tried to hike, and it could have been fine if there were not so many issues. Again, it appears that Claire's mad about the weather, which, you know, seems...
You literally can't give a bad... you can be annoyed. I can totally imagine planning a holiday or a trip or a hike and then being like, inclement weather, that sucks. But you can't leave a Google review on a national park being like, your weather was bad.
It sort of seems like an occupational hazard once you sign up for outdoor activities. Like, there could be bad weather.
Your weather inconvenienced me.
It feels like, if anything, she should be leaving God a one-star review, because it's not the national park, I don't believe, controls its weather system.
Or Mother Nature.
Mother Nature, God, whatever, whoever you believe in. That I think, should be who she's leaving the bad review about.
Justin Wright, 2 stars. If anyone can bungle up something already really amazing, it's the federal government.
Wait. We're branching out. We're not just – this appears that Justin has some deeper issues that don't just revolve around Denali.
He's got a lot of frustrations.
He's a big I reckon Justin might be a conspiracy theorist.
Amazing place with a bunch of freeloader park rangers and cockroacher employees there to be jack wagons and live up to their now approaching TSA agent status. He got a little mad and jumbled towards the end.
There's a lot to unpack with Justin.
Justin Wright has been wronged.
Justin Wright's been wronged. TSA, there's a lot there.
I think he's
angry.
He's,
I think,
very
Justin,
frustrated the rangers and the employees, and I think he is implying that they are as annoying as TSA agents.
I think I would like to reach out to Justin and get some more information on where this sort of
deep-seated anger comes from.
Yeah.
Review of redemption.
Might give Justin the opportunity to come on and have a chat next episode. Don't even know where to start. I'm sorry, Justin.
It was 9 months ago. I hope he's had some time to cool off.
I've actually only got one more for us today, and it's actually a good review. And the reason I actually kept this in, whilst it goes against the grain of our theme, was I came across 4 different good reviews spaced out over a period of time that all said variances of this. Ed Ganano gave 5 stars and said, awesome. The driver, Tom, was great and knowledgeable. Multiple reviews that called out Tom specifically as being a great bus driver.
Good work, Tom.
Yeah, good on you, Tom.
I'm thumbsing up. You can't see it.
She's not really.
No, I wasn't.
It was an internal thumbs up.
What does that feel like? I'm not sure of the name on this one because Google translated. It simply says park.
That's it?
Yep. 1 star. Park.
Hang on. We're going to put this down to being a Google Translate problem. But, I mean, it is what it is. It's a national park. It is a park. Seems a bit rude to give it 1 star for being what it's meant to be.
Yeah. Now, I'll have one more.
Talk to me.
Jason Dixon. 1 star. More.
Is the Jason Dixon line?
Huh?
The Mason-Dixon line is also known as Mason and Dixon line and was surveyed between 1763 and 1767 by Charles Mason and Jeremiah Dixon. It was the resolution of a border dispute between Maryland, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and in colonial America. It is still a demarcation line among U.S. states, forming parts of the border of Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, and West Virginia. Later it became known as the border between North and South before the Missouri Compromise. The line west of Delaware marked the northern limit of slavery in the United States. Mason-Dixon line. Jason Dixon, Mason-Dixon.
I know you just read all that
because
you wanted to get your facts right, but I find it really interesting and surprising that you knew it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that the Mason-Dixon line had something to do with the North and the South, and I couldn't dive in any further on facts, so I went on Wikipedia.
Good joke.
Yeah, but when Fee said Jason Dixon was leaving the review, it reminded me of Mason-Dixon. Anyway.
Thanks.
Let's dive in on what Jason, not Mason, had to say.
Jason Dixon, 1 star. More and more reasons to not want to buy, visit, or fund American anything.
Whoa.
I think he's related to old mate.
The guy beforehand.
Bad place to go if you want to see wolves because they massacre them with assault rifle here. Thanks, Trump's America.
Wait.
Yep.
He thinks they're shooting wolves with assault rifles because of Trump.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of bad things that I would happily blame on Trump.
But I think they do sometimes control wolves.
Sure.
I think that might be a thing that has to be done in places. There's animal control and for lots of things, deer
and
pigs.
But
not with assault rifles and not because Trump said so. So, out there and kill all the wolves.
That being said, I've got to be honest, I'm happy to blame most bad things on Trump.
Yeah, Trump, thanks for killing all the wolves.
What a loser.
So that brings us to the end of this episode.
We will see you guys on our next episode.
Please, please. You can't see, but I have begging hands. Give us a review.
Leave us and send us a message.
And please send us a message. All that stuff really helps us out and we really enjoy doing this. So if you're enjoying listening, then let us know.
Thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate it. We will see you guys next week. Don't forget to leave us suggestions on where we could talk about. Thank you to Michael again for suggesting Denali National Park.
Yeah, that was rad, Michael. Good one. You're right. It is beautiful.
I think we might now know where we need to go on our next vacation.
Adventure vacation.
See you next week.
Bye.